This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum on a Monday night. It's time for another special guest. He's a singer-songwriter from Sydney here in Australia. Siki Daha's on the phone. Hello, Siki.
Hey, you guys. How you doing? You well?
We're very good, thanks.
You are in Sydney at the moment. Now, you were born in Pakistan. You lived in the beautiful Dubai before heading to Australia. It's a bit of an international flavour happening here.
Did you buy a round-the-world trip ticket?
Well, you know, my family's from Pakistan, but I grew up in Perth in Dubai as a kid. So it was great as a kid growing up there in the 90s. It was pretty amazing. I can't say I remember very much of it. I just do remember the deserts, and it's changed a lot since then. You know, I'm very lucky to have that, have had that moment in there, though, I got to say.
Because Dubai, obviously, as you've just said, has changed so much over the years. But I guess, what was it like, I guess, musically when you were growing up there? Was it much inspiration for you in Dubai?
Definitely. Well, I learned how to play the tablas, which is like a Pakistani and Indian drums, from Dubai, and also learned it in Pakistan, and that's kind of where music started for me when I was quite young. So living in Dubai, I had a lot of experiences and a lot of influences from the Arabic side of music. So the Arab artists that I was growing up with at the time, like Khalid and the old school type ones that you would hear, also from Bollywood music as well. So it was definitely a big influence in the earlier part, and even today I listen to a lot of the artists that are from there too.
Speaking of influences, Suki, Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, all fabulous divas.
Yes, all the divas. I'm a big diva myself.
I'm not as big as this one.
Say that again, sorry?
Not as big as me, probably.
No, might beat Leo, Siki.
So, I mean, obviously with Mariah and Janet and Whitney, great voices, also Michael Jackson. So, I guess, what songs of theirs have really sort of touched you over the years and influenced your sound?
Well, you know, I love gospel music, and I love music that is from that side of, you know, genres and that kind of style. So I'd say with Mariah Carey, a lot of her, not much of her pop stuff, more of her songs that were not really that famous or were number one hits, or the ones that kind of really connected with, the ones that were lyrically more sort of impressive to me as a singer and as a songwriter. So I'd say stuff like I'm Free from the Daydream album, and Whitney Houston's like Preacher soundtrack, and I loved a lot of their songs that were not really well known. You know, I think those are the songs that really stood out for me, because vocally they were not trying to get big hits, they were just trying to, you know, make good music. And I think that's what stuck true to me from the beginning when I first heard their music back in the 90s. God, I sound old when I say that.
A couple of generations ago.
Yeah, just a little.
Because some artists, they like to write about their experience and coming out, and their music is very influenced by, I guess, their life as a gay man. But some artists don't like to address that in the music. So has that experience coming out and being a gay man, has that influenced your sound and your music? Well, not
completely,
not so much.
Completely. Every single love song or every single experience that I've had when it comes to grinder dates or like Tinder dates or any sort of, you know, make a great
swiping,
you know, right?
Swiping left. I've it.
Consumed by grinder
over
Tinder.
It. Over it.
Yeah.
Every one of these songs have something to do with a relationship with has been, or an encounter that has been with some sort of guy, or along the lines of people telling me their stories or something like that, you know, that that is an expression of someone's situation. And that's something that I feel like it's my duty to write about, because I'm in a situation where you can touch people and inspire them. Actually, one of my songs on Equanimity, it's called Quickie and a Blow, which is written. Just FYI, if you want to listen to it, Quickie and a Blow.
Is that the extended version?
No, it's the original version. There are there's explicit lyrics, it's all there. You got to check it out.
No, Siki,
it was about a grinder day.
Now, you packed things up, Siki, and you took your music to Europe and also the US, performing in New York City. And that's pretty much where your journey as an independent artist kicked off. And you wrote some new material for your third album, Equanimity, while you were traveling. Tell us a little little bit about that journey.
Well, you know, that album was written and produced with a producer from Melbourne, actually. His name's Michael White. He'd done a lot of stuff with Speaky Sound System and done support and stuff for his own music for them. And he's quite well known in the music industry as a producer. And we were lucky enough to kind of start on that journey together. So I traveled around from Barcelona. I lived there for 3 months. I went to Paris, and then I'd go to London and then New York. And I was very fortunate to have a lot of assistance financially from investors to invest into my project. So I was really quite strategic in learning about the independent business and putting that forward in branding and marketing and making myself sort of really understand the entrepreneurial part of it as well, and finding a way to find success as an independent artist. So each place that I went to, it was influencing me with the people that I'd meet, the sounds that I would hear, the performances we would do, or the people that would sort of embrace us with their own stories. And that's kind of how Equanimity came about. It was a labor of travels and love and relationships and story. And it was just one journey that went on for about 2 years, but I'll never ever forget it because it gave me that album that I can look at, you know, all the time just to remind me of that period.
Joining the 4.9 Sound Museum, your inside guide to the music industry. On the phone with us from Sydney tonight is independent singer-songwriter Siki Daha. Now, Siki, not only are you a singer-songwriter, you're also an independent artist. You're also Out and Proud, which we love. We love supporting Out and Proud singer-songwriters. Do you recall when you first came out? What was your experience coming out like? We all could go through that whole experience coming out. So what was your experience like?
Well, can I say, which country did you come out in? Because you've been everywhere.
All of them. All the above. No, I was in Perth when I first came out. I was 17. I'm now 28. So when I came out to my mom, actually, and the first time I told her, I actually was quite confused myself, and I said I was bisexual. And that
we all did that, Dom.
And then, right? Completely.
Yeah.
And not that there's anything wrong with it, but that's what I was going through. Obviously, I'm not bisexual. I am a gay, proud man. And when I first told her, I told her that, and then, you know, a year later, I kind of had to re-explain it. But in the beginning, it didn't get taken down very, very well, but I did say it very clear that this is who I am, this is, you know, what I'm about, and unfortunately, if you don't like it, and I was very stern with how I said it. The door is there. Either I go from it and that's it, or you go from it and that's it, or you accept it and we move forward. And that was kind of a very stern way of me saying it. And from then on, everything kind of just changed. And I have a pretty awesome relationship now with my family, and they come from a religious background. So, you know, at times that can impede on certain things. But fortunately, I've been very, very lucky that to have brothers and parents that are very, very accepting, coming from where I come from. So it's been a true blessing in many, many ways.
Level Logic is the latest album release. Obviously, the influences and the sounds were taken from your travels around the world, you know, Greece, Spain, Turkey and France. Obviously, your album telling a story of love and loss and the trials in your life and your mixed heritage. Tell us a little bit about that, because what have you learned from those experiences so far?
Well, you know what? This album is very much about everything that's happened over the last 3-4 years, coming back from London to Sydney, and, you know, the last couple of travels I did before I came back, and also being in a relationship when I came back and getting cheated on, and the Love and Logic, the title is basically a question mark. Do you choose love or do you choose logic? And every song, also, do you choose love or do you choose logic when you're in a relationship, or when you're single, or when you're going to be in a relationship? What are the thoughts and what's your frame of mind when you're in those situations? And each song on this album is talking about that. There's a song which is a song called Wake Up, which was the lead single, talks about loving yourself. And, you know, when you're in a situation of being in love, sometimes you lose love for yourself because you're loving someone else so hard. You know, where's the logic in that? So just a lot of the songs, tracks 1 to 10, they're all about, you know, asking that question, love or logic.
What is the answer? Do you know the answer to that one?
Do you know what? I'm still searching for it, to be honest, but the album will tell you, so feel free to download it.
You've got some live gigs in Sydney and some residencies at Downtown Plaza Bar and King's Cross on Saturday.
That's the pizza bar in King's Cross. What's that place like?
It's great. I've been there for about a year now doing a residency. It's been amazing. We sing there every Saturday. It's called Downtown Pizza Bar. Shout out to them if they're listening. And it's an amazing place. That's on Saturday, every Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m. And then on Fridays, we're at the Everly Hotel from 7 to 10 p.m. And that's with my band, The Good Vibes.
Love or Logic is available online right now, featuring a new single, Wake Up. You can catch him on social media, Facebook, Siki Daha 12, and Twitter and Instagram, Siki Daha. You can visit his website, sikidaha.com. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Siki.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
New single is called Wake Up.
Yes.
That's correct. So we're going to play that track now. Do you want to introduce the track for us tonight on Joy?
Yes, please. It's called Wake Up, and I wrote it about a year ago. It's about loving yourself and finding out the true you and reminding yourself every time you wake up to give that love to yourself. And it was produced by a producer from Perth called Adam Lunn, and it was written by me.
Fantastic.
And this is Wake Up.
This is Siki Daha on Joy 94.9 from his album, which is available right now, called Love or Logic. This is Wake Up on Joy.
I wanna wake up, tell myself it's okay, it's okay. Ooh, nothing in between, loosen up the scene, nobody in the way of my dreams. I wanna walk tall, dance through the hallway, hey! Just stand up and say.
It's a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.